We should have let him sign up a new one.
You guys are fucking assholes. Okay? I just gotta say that much. So, welcome back to the RCAD extended, explicit. These guys just pulled a prank on me. I'm confused.
Well, you just fucking left the other show, so you left the three of us alone. So, what's gonna happen? It's like you're like the substitute teacher today.
Yeah, because I just keep looking at my desk every now and then, like, what are these guys talking about? Because I just keep drawing. Thanks.
Oh, that was
yeah. If only I just started recording, because you'd just hear me just like blah 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 blah. Why are you guys? well played, Prankstons.
Well, thank you. We try. We're just fucking with you.
Thanks. So anyway, where did we leave off?
Well, how to become a Mason? How do you go about becoming a Mason?
You just have to ask to become one.
You got to know one to ask.
So there are some prerequisites to becoming one, which you can find out in the process if you're interested. But you have to ask somebody who is one, and then they can bring you in.
They're like,
do you get to meet Nicolas Cage?
No.
You get to. I'm also looking at the chat too, which is like, I can hear Jack and I hear you. Nick too. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
We should have done this live.
I think that was great. That was fun.
Yeah. Because your frustration, you're like, what's wrong with what's going on?
Why is it me? What did I do?
I thought I set it up right. What the hell? I cannot mute you guys.
Thanks a lot. So you got to know a Mason to become a Mason or something.
True.
You know, like that. And
I know Perry Mason. Does that help?
Nope. No, it's not. Okay. You don't know Perry Mason.
I did. I did.
I wanted to talk about this on the other show, but
you were muted.
You were muted. Yeah.
I was muted most of the podcast. But recently, and this is a little bit of Owen and Baru's barbecue here. I'm grilling up some stuff. I know. But recently I broke out the Ewok adventure.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I wanted my son to see it. He hadn't seen it. What? I got an old VHS copy of it. So
you mean of the Ewok movie? I thought you were on your Facebook post you were talking about.
Was there an Ewok movie? Oh, okay. Just an Ewok movie?
Yeah, you had the Return to Endor, and then you had the Ewok Adventure. Yeah, yeah.
The Ewok Adventure was the Caravan of Courage.
I don't think I saw that.
And then they had the.
Which weren't you also
the other one? Which
didn't you show? Didn't you show them also the original Return of the Jedi as well?
I did. Okay. So I did also watch the original because I had the VCR going. You know, I'm like, okay, and I popped in Return of the Jedi, and it was funny because. We're doing Legos, you know. My kids are really big into Legos right now, so but they're doing a lot of creative building because I just got them one of those large creator sets.
So they're using their imagination.
They are, but they're also using like a lot of their Lego. They also use a lot of their other Lego minifigures to like build scenes and stuff like that.
Oh, okay. So,
anyway, Legos aside, while we're working on that, I just put on Return of the Jedi because I thought, well, they could listen to it on in the background, and also like I kind of want them to see like what the original's like. They've never
seen it, right?
Well, I played it for my son, but my daughter hadn't really paid attention too much to it. So all of a sudden, it starts going into Lopty Neck as opposed to the Jedi rocks, which Jedi sucks, and they just go like she's just like, wow, this is so much better. Like this, you know, and I was like, and it's a lot more laid back than even the record version. I think the record version was a lot more jazzed up of Lopty Neck, where the Jabba Palace scene. So then she was just kind of enthralled, like, what else is going to be different, you know? And so I was like, well, wait until you see the Sarlacc. So
just a hole. It's just a butthole.
Right. I think that was probably the thing that they were more let down by. Like, I think they liked the beak aspect. But also they changed the dialogue of what Han Solo says.
There's a lot of dialogue changes that people don't notice. Like, yeah, even in Empire too. Cause like,
no!
when I'm sorry, not to sorry to interrupt. It's just me.
No,
when R2 gets shot out from the swamp, right. And he lands. The original line is, "Isn't it luckily you don't taste very good?" And then it got changed. It got changed to something else in the newer editions.
Right.
And it's that's what it is. It's, in the original, it's you're lucky you don't taste very good, and now it's you were lucky to get out of there alive, which doesn't make any sense because he's a freaking droid.
Right.
Yeah.
But
why change it?
I don't know. Some of the changes are weird, but it's been we didn't actually get all the way through Return of the Jedi because I don't know, death happened. So they still get a lot more to go here because they know that the whole Ewok ending, like the music, like I kind of prefer that version.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
And of course you don't have all of the stupid like no and added in. Oh god, it's bad.
You get to see old Anakin.
But the Ewok adventure though, I watched it with my son and he was, like, wow, this is so cool. He was just very He was
everyone out there, Chris has the original trilogy.
So it's funny though, because we get to the second movie, The Battle for Endor, and he's clearly like, wow, like her family's just gone, like that, like everything that they fought for in the first movie is just gone, and it's just like a whole other movie. It's about her being like
that's life, man.
Her finding Wilford Brimley basically out in the woods, and
did you bring my insulin from a beta?
I always like that when people go to the oatmeal. When Wilford Brimley did Cocoon, he was 55, and then they'll show someone who's 50, like a couple of people who've never aged,
right? Yeah,
55.
So they I saw that today actually. What was the what's some Wilford Brimley movies?
Cocoon, The Firm,
Natural.
I forgot what it was. But he was 55 years old when he
did the cereal commercials,
whichever movie it was.
Mm-hmm.
Cocoon.
And somebody was like, here's a picture of Wilford Brimley when he was 55 years old, and here's a picture of what's his name? Ant-Man.
Paul Rudd.
Right. The same age. He's like, holy shit. Like it's bad. But it's funny. There's a Twitter thread that was going on. I forgot who wrote it, but they're saying how people aged differently. It feels like people aged differently back in the day. Like even like our my parents' generation or even older than that.
We had to work hard.
I look at pictures of like my parents when they were, I'm 39, and I remember when my parents were 39, and I remember them as being old as shit when I was 30, when they were 39.
Why are you laughing about your parents? That's so sad.
You really don't want to see the chat right now. People aged far poorly, far more poorly when in the last 30 years ago than they do today.
Well, because we didn't know about the sun, we were out there sunbathing. Hey, I need my tan on. So, and we had to work harder, right? So more stress, more aggravation. I've seen the ones where people go, they show like, this is Matt at 47 as producer of the Ramblecast, and they'll show someone that's 47. You go, my God, they look like the person they're putting Matt up against looks like they're 27, but they're actually 47. So you're either Wilford Brimley.
I'll just let the people, because you're the patrons. You're like, these guys, they just always fuck with us and never tell us what's in the chat. Oh, it says, Wilford does Wisconsin. that was his porn tape, to which Nick said, just laying in sausage. Oh, who's silent as Matt? Yeah, that's you. You said. So anyway.
I didn't change my name. I didn't know I was supposed to.
I wish I could remember some of the funny stuff that I said in the chat that made the guys crack up from the previous show to let the patrons know.
It was something about porn, something about butt or something like that.
I said crushing ass. Yeah.
Crushing ass, that's what it was, yeah. You're usually pretty good in the chat.
Sometimes, because I got to mute myself because the heater kicks on and then it just sounds
you're
like
muted, a wind tunnel. You're muted, Chris.
That's such a compliment. Yeah, you're an all right host of the show, but you're really good in the chat where nobody can hear you.
So maybe Seacrest is good in the chat. I mean, I don't know. Maybe he's...
So anyway, the Ewok adventure. Really, really kind of fun stuff there. I don't like the
Ewoks. I won't watch it.
It's a couple of things that I noticed, though. One, my kids, they were just like, this is awesome. There's Ewoks. Like, they'll watch anything. Because it's like,
why? So they're against me. I like it when the Ewoks get killed.
Ewok that got killed?
There is an Ewok that gets killed in the...
the side movies. I'm talking about in Return of the Jedi. There's one. Like, if all the Empire dies, but only one casualty for the
Ewok. Yeah, what's the deal with that?
Yeah.
They got superhuman strength.
It was a very mournful death scene, though. Because it's like they're like two friends just running through the woods, and all of a sudden one goes,
there should have been more Ewoks dying. Right.
I was more nitpicky about the fixed fortifications that they apparently just had there around the base that the Empire just didn't notice.
Of course.
He did.
Well, they're Ewoks. Who thinks of them as a threat?
Well, weren't they supposed to be the original Wookiees? Weren't they supposed to be Ewoks?
Yeah, they were. They were. But there was more marketing to kids with Ewoks, cute teddy bears versus.
That's what I had against it.
Mm-hmm. Now, Ralph McGuire did design the
Ralph Borat. Ralph McGuire? How drunk are you?
McGuire.
Ralph McGuire.
He was the third Bash brother.
Yeah.
Gorax. There's
just
a Gorax.
Crushing dingers in Star Wars. Anyway,
fuck it.
He uses a lightsaber to hit his home runs with.
Oh, yeah. It's like, God, can you
tap it two times for a curveball? Anyway. That's how I knew it was coming.
He's on that wacky to backy tonight, I think.
Oh, we didn't talk. We didn't talk about the. I guess the Astros were wired.
I saw a great meme. Someone I don't know where it was, but someone had you see like those pictures of like the signs that companies have out front of their buildings.
I saw it too. Yeah,
and it's like no new signs today. We're afraid the Astros were going to steal it.
What about those players? Because now you have people saying, it's the players are being. How are they going to handle each stadium they go to?
So, did you see what Pete Rose said today?
No. I did not see what Pete Rose said today.
Pete Rose has spoken up about this, and he's like, "All right, you see, he's like, I think
what's wrong with cheating."
No, it's along the lines of this is actually a very surprising reaction. When I read the article. He was saying, it's one thing for the GM. It's okay. The GM gets fined. The organization gets fined. The organization gets their hands slapped on this or wrists slapped on this whole thing. He goes, but what about the players?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he was like, the players don't give a damn if the organization gets in trouble.
No, they don't.
They don't care if the GM gets in trouble, or the coach gets in trouble. They're still going to get their paychecks. And he was like, you should be suspending and fining the players on top.
I agree.
Like, okay. Yeah. Okay, Pete.
No different than steroids.
Yeah.
If you got if you have a wire on you that's letting you know what's coming. I mean, again, we talked about it. You can cheat. There's ways to cheat that's okay. There's acceptable cheating in every sport. But when you're using technology to cheat, I think you've crossed. And people are like, there should be no cheat. There's always going to be cheating. Mm-hmm. And anything you do, there's going to be cheating. But it's something that not everybody is doing. Not everybody is wired, it's going to be a curveball. Oh, it's going to be these guys, I would prefer to be suspended for a year because – going to each stadium and being screamed at and booed. And I think it's going to be rough.
One of the things we talked about in the last podcast was about Jack and how, when he was high that one time, he had this huge time distortion.
Yeah.
The one thing about that I really loved was that he realized how long baseball is because he couldn't sit still to watch a game. It was just taking forever.
Well, the innings were going on forever.
That's just how I feel every time I watch baseball.
Oh, really?
I get it's a thinking man's game.
Yeah. I mean, I can see that, especially watching on TV, but I love going to the stadium.
No, like going to the stadium is different.
Yeah.
Total different thing. So
I'd much rather be at the stadium, but since my team is 3,000 miles away, I don't have that chance to go to the stadium. So if I can watch it on TV, sue me. At least my team's still in San Diego. They haven't moved yet.
Well, one of them.
Yeah. Looks like I'll be at Tampa Bay. Rumor is Rivers is going to the Bucs. So it looks like I'll be a Tampa Bay Buccaneer fan.
Oh, well, so now you want to be a fan. But when we got to choose which three teams you could be a fan of,
I rejected
the Bucs.
I did, because they're the Bucs. Why would I want to be a Bucs fan?
Only if they go back to chose Cleveland.
Only if they go back to the creamsicle uniforms they had when they first came in.
I like the creamsicles, yeah.
Those were nice. You know, when they first came in the NFL, they were in the AFC West. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers in Florida were in the AFC West. The Seattle Seahawks were in the NFC. They switched and moved the Tampa Bay Buccaneers to the NFC and put the Seahawks in the AFC, but then later on, of course, the Seahawks have switched to the NFC, and
that's what was funny when, you know, Missouri joined the SEC in college. We were like, Missouri in the SEC? Like, what? Because, I mean, it's not even like it's in southeastern Missouri. It's in northwestern Missouri. You're like, you're nowhere near us. But whatever. It is what it is.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense, but, you know.
I'm not buying it this time. You can hear me.
I mean, the bad news is, though, is that apparently Brady is open to be talking with other teams.
No. I think he's going to go to the Raiders.
He just needs to.
Brand new stadium. Nah. They've sold all their PCLs, $480 million in Nevada. That brand new, it looks Star Wars like.
I don't know how I'm gonna handle this. Like,
he's like 50 years old. I don't give a shit.
He's fucking amazing.
He wasn't amazing this year. So he can't throw with the walker, right? But will you root for the Raiders if he goes to the Raiders?
No.
I
mean, Patriots fan.
So, but you don't root for Tom Brady. You love Tom. You said you'd have Tom Brady.
But I've loved the Patriots before Tom Brady.
Spice.
Really?
He wants the spice.
I've been a Patriots fan since I can remember watching football.
Since they've started winning.
Are you calling me a fair weather fan?
I didn't say that. You're already ready to root for the Raiders. I don't know. I don't get it.
He put his hand up to his mouth.
You're one of the diehards, but I guarantee you, after Brady leaves, you're going to see all these people going, "Oh, I'm a Raiders fan. I've always been a Raiders fan."
Probably will happen. But
that's true, because when Peyton Manning went, you know, to the Colts, a lot of Tennessee fans became Colts fans, but they're following Peyton. Right. When Peyton went to the Broncos, they all went to the Broncos. Like, I mean, I know lots of people in Tennessee that just rooted for Peyton. It is weird, though. Like,
even as a Colts fan, like, we, you know, a lot of Colts fans would root for the Broncos just because they wanted.
Yeah.
Because you should have kept him.
No, and I'm not even going down that road. No, we spent way too much time talking about this. I feel like this is a rush.
It's not a rush, because I was right.
No, this is.
They should have traded that number one pick. Got some huge draft, beefed up that offensive line.
Mm-hmm.
Manning could have probably got him. Well, he won a Super Bowl with the Broncos. How many Super Bowls did Luck win?
I'm not going down this road again. Never going to tread. It's in the past. And this was something that came up when Russ was on the show, and he just would beat this thing to death. And then Jack was right there with him. And I'm not going down that path again.
It's okay to be wrong.
I will leave this show right now.
Well, who's going to produce it if you leave?
I don't know. Probably
you're gonna leave it up to you're gonna leave. No, I'm not doing it. Fuck it. It's too tough a job.
What do you
keeping wow.
you keeping, what keeping do, three what people do, you do, Jack? What do you do?
I do nothing. I like it. I like it now. Nothing's worse than
show more.
Because I had to, when I had to do sports talk, Matt was always. Right. I'll give Matt this. Matt was easy. Matt was like, okay, yeah. When do you want to record? Mike was okay, but he'd have those concerts and stuff. Russ was a fucking nightmare. was he or was he not?
Yeah.
He go, oh yeah, and okay, where the, it's like we'd be sitting there for a half hour. And we're live
multiple times through yeah. the drive-through. There go, was one time that it made me want to just go to the grocery store while I podcast. It's just because
what the fuck are you doing? And then I told
I'm reporting live here from Walmart.
Wait, who did Matt pick? Who did Mike pick? Mm-hmm. I go, Russ, if you're not listening, what do you think the listeners are doing?
What game are we on?
Yeah, what game are we on?
Who's
well, winning? I had to go ref. So you just let us sit here for 30 minutes while we're waiting for you?
We should
anyway, so no, I'm done producing. Picks.
Yeah. Well,
I'm okay. done. I'm done.
Hung up the hat.
Well, I do it for Crazy Hank TV, and that's enough, right?
Okay.
That's enough.
That's where you break out the big guns.
I do.
The real opinions come out there. Everything else that we get, it's just
I terrible. Did notice what was I forget what episode it was. Evangeline Lilly, I go, damn, she had some guns. She did like this. She was on a tree or something like this. I said, yeah. Holy crap, she's got some guns.
She was cut.
Yeah,
she's someone. I mean, I know that she's had she said two kids or just one, but you know, like
she said two.
She's someone, even though she's strikingly beautiful, like, but you look at her in 2004 at the beginning of Lost, and you look at her now. I mean, I know she's almost 40, but you're just like, wow, like she has aged, you know. But you hate it's like, well, like, I don't
not
mean
like
that,
Matt,
yeah, not like Matt, it's true. I don't mean that in a negative way, I just mean like you hate that people age like Matt because
it's sad.
Well, I've said this many times, like, because every year when I go to Comic-Con, I always walk up on the sales pavilion, and the woman from Tron and K-Shack is always up there.
And, oh,
you know,
okay.
And, you know, she's so – I mean, in my brain, I always remember her from those two movies, and you want her to look like that because she was just strikingly gorgeous. And mm-hmm. you're like – and now she's probably 70 years old, you know, and you're just kind of like – I mean, she's still pretty, but you're like, she's, why do people age? You know?
Yeah, there should be a thing where you could cut off where you want it.
Yeah,
I've exactly. always said, well, okay, I want to stay this age forever.
Forever, yeah, exactly.
Am I asking too much?
Just freeze it right there, yeah.
Yeah. I want to be able to walk without being in pain.
It's probably going to be like another 100 years, you know, and you'd think that.
Well, that's not helping me now, Matt.
Well, that was the
both of us. It's not helping either one of us.
That was the plot of that movie with Justin Timberlake and Olivia Wilde, you know.
Oh, and they had the numbers on his
the numbers on the arm. Yeah, like
countdown or whatever.
Yeah, time something or whatever.
I didn't see it.
It wasn't that great of a movie, but it was a neat concept.
Time sucker.
Time something. It's time sucker, yeah. But, you know, because, like, I think it's on your 21st or 25th birthday, whatever. Like, that's when you stop aging and you're always that age forever. But
is that the scene where he's rubbing some girl's leg that's not his wife? Oh, I'm sorry. That was real life. I'm sorry.
That's real life. Right. Yeah. Yeah, JT is a bit of a dick.
Yeah. Hey, I like JT. He's funny. So I apologize for taking that cheap joke. I apologize.
Well, but going back to what we were saying about, you know, Hugh Grant, it's like, you know, he's married to Jessica Biel, who has been smoking since forever. And it's like, oh, yeah, I'll cheat on Jessica.
She's like seventh heaven. I mean, she is.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, she's got some great genes. I'm just saying she does. Literally and figuratively.
Agreed. She's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
I remember when she was in the movie Summer Catch.
Oh, God, yes. Everybody remembers that. When she's getting out of the swimming pool. Like,
my good God.
Good golly, Miss Molly. She had is it Jack Collins or was it the dad?
Oh, in Seventh
It turned out that he was a pedophile. And
yeah, it's true.
Really?
Way to bring it down there,
Jim. Oh, yeah. I'm just saying he got arrested and everything. It was bad.
Well, you can only I have nothing to say about
Tales of the Gold Monkey.
Just trying to, like,
just saying.
Tales of the Gold Monkey.
He was in Tales of the Gold Monkey.
Really?
Yeah.
And that guy is a pedophile.
That guy, he's a pedophile.
Mm-hmm. Fuck.
No shit. Man.
See, you're looking it up, aren't you, Chris?
I'm even more bummed
because you sit there show. And go, no, he's not actually, him.
He's really just looking up Jessica Biel right now. So
just be careful what you start clicking on there, buddy.
Hold on. So we're looking at Seventh Heaven, right?
Right.
Seventh Heaven. I watched it off and on. I didn't watch it every week.
No, me neither.
Yeah, I think it was on like
back when times were simpler.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Stephen Collins.
I apologize, Jack. There is a Jack Collins out there.
There is, yeah. Huh.
I guess they're brothers.
How are they related to Tom Collins?
They drink a lot.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's mm-hmm. what it is. That's the common denominator there.
Anyway, what were we talking about?
Talking about the Ewok adventure and how phenomenal these movies were.
I think we moved on from the Ewoks because they sucked.
Did you know that George Lucas wanted, or I think he said that those movies took place like 100 years after
Return
of the Jedi. And I'm like, how did Wicked age that much?
Yeah.
Like,
because, I mean, hell, it's only been 30 years in The Rise of Skywalker, and he's already like all gray and stuff in the end of that one.
He had gray hair.
Yeah. Hmm. Did you not notice?
I saw he had a little guy with him.
He's got a little gray. Yeah, he's got a little gray with him. Mm. I didn't even realize this. I was reading a little article about, because you know how Lucas in the original Star Wars had like all those stupid rules, like you can't have brawls in space and things like that. Mm. And he had another one, which is you can't have glasses in Star Wars, like eyeglasses, because it's a Earth kind of technology.
Hmm.
But in The Mandalorian, the cloner guy in episode 2 and 3 has glasses.
Oh yeah.
Well, you think they would have a way to, you know, no one should have to wear glasses. It's like almost like I've said this 1,000 times, Harry Potter.
So I think I might have a new favorite, not favorite, but up and coming favorite character in the Star Wars universe after watching a couple of seasons of the Clone Wars. I'm on season 3 now, and mm-hmm. There's been a recurring character that I can't help but laugh at.
Do not say.
Nick is about ready to
don't say what?
Screen and punch you.
Go ahead. I want to hear what character it is.
The Inspector.
Oh yeah, yeah. I like the Inspector.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
He's just like a doofus looking Inspector. He's like a
Inspector Clouseau.
Pretty much. Yeah. He's like a Inspector Clouseau in space.
Does your dog bite?
He reminds me of a.
My dog does not bite. Oh.
His voice reminds me of. Bite.
Is not my dog.
His voice reminds me of John Lovitz on the show.
Yeah, he totally, and his face does too. Stupid looking face.
Yeah.
Wow. John Lovitz listens to this show every week.
Inspector Tan Devo. Tanivus Exantor Devo.
Ten?
Tanivus. Tanivus. Okay. OS. Short or nickname is Tan.
Hmm.
He actually looks like John Lovitz.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You said John Lovitz had a stupid face, though.
He does.
And I don't know if John Lovitz actually plays the character or not. So I haven't looked that up. So
he was in a league of their own.
I remember him. Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought you
guys. He's only in a few episodes.
Yeah, a few episodes. Yeah.
Sorry to burst your bubble there, Chris.
Tom, I know. Tom Kenny.
Kenny. Okay.
You mean you don't like Zero?
Zero the Hutt?
Zero the Hutt? You don't like Zero?
That's who he thought you were going to talk about.
No. Actually, I thought he was going to talk about... then I remember that's actually from the Rebels. He's in Clone Wars, too.
Holy
Hondo?
Shit.
Hondo. Yeah, I hate Hondo.
All right. All right. The Inspector, Tanivus, whatever, is the same voice as SpongeBob SquarePants.
Whoa. Mind blown.
And who plays Patrick?
Just
Dobber from Coach.
Oh, really?
TV show Coach.
Yeah,
Dobber from Coach.
Nick, to your point, I don't find Hondo annoying in Rebels, but I find him annoying. Annoying in Clone Wars.
I think that's what it stems from exactly. Because like I found him annoying in the Clone Wars, where it kind of already had a bad taste in my mouth when he showed up in Rebels. I'm like, ugh.
Right.
You know, what's crazy, Chris, is that just now, because just now you're getting into the Clone Wars, the Comic Cons that you went to in 2009 and 2010. You know, the cast of the Clone Wars was there signing autographs.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because like I talked to Tom Kane forever one time.
Okay.
And you know, because he does Yoda and all the.
And Tom Kane's like, please get this guy out of here.
No, he's a cool dude. Most voice actors are pretty cool. No one talks to voice actors.
I'll tell you though, my most amazing experience, you know, interviewing voice actors. I'm going to look up his name as I do it because I don't know his name. But I was I was filming, I think, or maybe I was just in the room because I was being a nerd or a geek. I was geeking out, but it was the voice of a Lion-O from Thundercats.
We
went to the press room for the Thundercats re-release. They kind of like did a revamp.
Was this Media Junkyard?
Yeah.
Because we were gonna have a reunion.
Yeah,
Media Junkyard. Well, over a year, Chris was gonna set it up.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. Anyways, so I heard his voice. I heard him just talking.
Yeah.
Like on the other side of the room, and I was like, Oh my God, it's Lionel. It's awesome. And then I was immediately distracted because Chitara in the new version is voiced by Emmanuel Cherqui. And I was like, oh, there's Sloane.
Yeah, for real.
Holy shit. Talk about like those strikingly beautiful people. Like, you know, yeah,
she's
like,
someone who's never aged ever.
Dude, like she is. It's incredible. Like how beautiful that woman is. Mm-hmm. She is gorgeous.
She's probably matching.
She's a voice. She's that old.
The Entourage.
Entourage. Yeah, the first thing I ever saw her in was a movie called a Thousand Dates or a Hundred Women or something like that, or 100 Girls, something like that. And this is like 2001 or something like that. And she's, I think she's 42 or 43.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, she's still.
Oh, so she is my age.
Wow. Yeah. She's like a smoke show. Yeah.
She's a little too young for you, Matt. But
don't be a cradle robber, Matt. Nobody likes that.
Hang on. All right. Just for Jack's reference here, I can go ahead and do this.
Oh, here. Let me see if I can. I think I have to add this here.
Yeah.
So
for everyone out there, we're looking at pictures.
Oh, really,
Emmanuel?
I am not. I am abstaining from this.
Another show, though, isn't she?
Oh yeah,
she's been in lots of stuff. Yeah, always like little bit roles. She was in Super Troopers too.
I haven't seen that yet. So
if you like the first one, you'll like the second one, but it's kind of the same.
So she's in. Oh wow, look at her. Anyways,
there's your son.
Oh, there's your son.
There he is.
Oh,
nice. That's my little guy.
Dad, put some more beer in my cup.
There you go.
I like how you're framing that up there. That's some good stuff. So your son,
you're kind of keeping your son there. There.
All right.
There we go. I know.
But, she's unbelievable. And seeing her in person, I was like, holy shit! Like when you see these people, like you never know. Like I'm not trying to toot horns here, but through all this Comic-Con stuff, we've met. I think everybody here has met some pretty famous people.
Oh yeah.
And you know, some of us have even interviewed some pretty famous people, and it's like it can be kind of intimidating the first time you actually interview somebody who's, you know, well known or famous. And I kind of got into the groove and I've done it for a couple of years, and I was feeling very comfortable with doing these interviews, and then she comes up and I was just like, Tim, you do this one. and Tim actually, I think, did that interview.
Did you say, "Hi, I'm a Morning Wood" or whatever?
Like, "Hi, I'm Chris, and I can't be responsible for any."
I'm the Morning Show.
My name is Morning Show. I mean, Chris in Boston. It's about high
noon. Where's my producer?
Here's Tim, and I apologize for any stupid ass shit he says. It's not a reflection upon Media Junkyard. but then I think he did a nice, flawless interview. So thanks, Tim. If you're not listening,
shut up, Tim.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. He did some interviews for us. It was actually the year of that picture where he was the Slave Leia.
Oh, really?
Yeah. 2010. Yeah.
Yeah. That fateful photo.
That's where I stopped Lindelof because he was walking. I said, "Wait, you're going to want to see this." He goes, "What?" I go, "You're going to want to see this." And he goes, "All right, I can wait a minute." I go, walking out. He goes, "I didn't need to see that."
No, I didn't. You just fucking wasted another minute of my life.
Oh man.
Oh, that's pretty
funny. I know I think it was Jay and Colleen's hotel and the cast from Vikings. Have you ever seen Vikings?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was standing right next to him, didn't know it.
Yeah.
And my daughter loves that show. I didn't give up on it. I just stopped watching because I fell behind. And they have that one actress. She's real bad at, I can't remember her name, but they're all like supermodels, the whole cast. She goes, why didn't you get, I go, because they got in the elevator. I'm like, oh, that's the cast from Vikings as the door closed. I go, oh, well, I tried.
What's interesting though about it is that, you know, the guy that plays Floki and the guy that plays the son of Ragnar, they're actual Norwegians and they're both like 6'7". You know, they're just gargant. But then the guy who played Ragnar. Yeah, you know, he's Travis. I forget what he's from, like Texas or somewhere. You know, he's like 5 foot.
I thought he's from Canada.
He might be from Canada, but I know he's not from Norway though. You know,
because the girl that played his wife.
Yeah, Lagatha.
She's from Canada.
Yeah. And I'm not sure. I remember that year. It might have been a different year, but they were at the top of a hotel. I remember one time down at Comic-Con, like all of them except the women. It was all the men though. We were all just like up there drinking at the rooftop bar.
Yeah, she was definitely there because I was like, because I drew a blank. I went, Vikings! And they kind of looked at me like, yeah. And the tour closed. I go, oh, well.
Yeah. She's strikingly beautiful too, though.
Yes.
And she's Matt Sage as well.
Yeah, yeah. My two moments where I just clammed up were definitely Emmanuel Chirikwi, or I don't know how to pronounce her last name, but and also what's her name from V. We were interviewing her for V.
Oh, which one? Marina Bachmann.
Yeah, Marina Baccarin.
Marina Baccarin. Yeah. But I mean, then Vandermoot was good looking too.
Oh yeah, yeah. She's adorable.
Yeah,
she's a little thing.
Little, yeah.
Oh, she's also V, right?
Yeah, the blonde. Yeah. The blonde, yeah. The daughter.
Has she done anything since?
She's always had little bit roles and everything.
She's on Smallville?
She was on Smallville. Before she did V, yeah, she was on Smallville.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Probably, you know, I've never ran into anybody like that. I was just like, bah, you know, like these guys. But I did get to see Warwick Davis, who is the star of the Ewok movie.
The star.
Elevate is just trying to bring this full circle. Like, what?
Is he an Ewok?
He's an
Ewok. Ewok.
Speaking of, yeah, they're making a Willow 2.
Willow 2. And Warwick Davis.
Everybody's like, what the fuck is Willow?
I got to see Warwick Davis, his son, who is also in Rise of Skywalker.
Oh, was he the one?
And he was just a little baby at that time. But I got to see Warwick Davis, his wife, and then they were pushing a stroller with their son. So I didn't know that I'd get to see two actors.
I met Paul Newman's brother.
You know what's weird about like Warwick Davis? You know, because like he's 11. He's 11 years old when he's in Return of the Jedi, and then within 4 years in Willow, he's playing a father. And
he was 15 in Willow?
Like, yeah, exactly. He's like 15 or 16 years old, but you don't know
weird.
That. You know,
that's weird.
Yeah.
Wow.
Peck, yeah. I don't think that movie could be made today with how much, like, weird kind of...
PC.
PC. But
So he's like 5 years older than me, I guess. Maybe.
He's 53? 52?
How old was he in? How old was he in Return of the Jedi?
He's 11 when they made it, and they made it in 82. So
82,
probably born in.
Who's that?
He's probably born in 71. Yeah. So
who's that?
Okay.
What character?
Warwick Davis.
Warwick Davis. 49.
He's played in like almost every. He's been an actor in almost every Star Wars movie since. Too,
yeah.
Because I mean, he had a part in Solo. You can see him in episode
one. He's in two scenes in episode one. Yeah.
Yeah. And I can't remember who he is in episode 3, but I'm sure he's in episode 3. If he's not in episode 3, I would be shocked.
Yeah.
So if he didn't have like some bit part. So, but anyway.
Jack's like, I don't know.
This RCAD has been brought to you by Owen and Brew's Barbecue, which reminds me, you can get an Orabesh translator as an app on your phone.
Hey, Jack.
He's also in Harry Potter.
Yeah, he's in Harry. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's right. That's right. Yep.
That's right. He's in Harry Potter. Oh.
He's been in a lot of stuff. I get. Sorry, I get excited about.
Hey,
you know,
I'm just teasing you, man.
You have your heroes. I have mine.
I have no heroes.
Yeah, I've never been like drooling over, you know, oh my God, Warwick Davis is so hot.
I did get to meet Dorothy Hamill one time. A couple times. Oh, okay. Because I was in love with Dorothy Hamill.
And Bea Arthur. Yeah.
And Bea Arthur.
What are you looking at there, Chris?
Are you sharing my screen? That's weird.
No, Dorothy Hamill used to skate at the Rincon Pond.
How'd you do that?
He is never took it away. You never took it away, and I kept seeing that you were still.
Good thing I wasn't looking at weird porn or something.
I know. I kept waiting for that to happen.
Ewok weird porn.
Is there Ewok porn out there? Let's see.
He was in Star Wars Episode 1, and then he was in Force Awakens, Rogue One, Last Jedi.
Yeah. Huh. So he was in Rise of Skywalker. 3. Huh.
Or that's 2. Weird.
It's my Charlie Sheen impression from Platoon.
All right.
Is that pretty good? Have you seen Platoon?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I have seen
it. It's raining.
Yeah.
My headphone just fell out.
Oh, okay. I was like, what the heck is that? Yeah.
All right. Well, good stuff, though. You know, What? Anything else?
It was a derailed episode.
Well, I was telling my Dorothy Hamill story, but I got interrupted.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. So anyway, Warwick Davis, though. And there I am at...
I was going to say, but let's go ahead.
It was Star Wars Celebration 3, okay? And there I am, you know, Revenge of the Sith is about to come out. He's strolling along.
That's a great movie.
What are you shitting on Revenge of the Sith?
I am. It sucks.
It's the best of the prequels.
Holy shit, Warwick Davis was Leprechaun?
Yeah, that's right. He was Leprechaon too.
Oh my and God.
I know.
Leprechaun Anderson in Space.
Job. Right?
Mm-hmm. He was in Leprechaun 1, 2, 3, and Leprechaun 4, Leprechaun in Space.
How many of those fucking movies did they make?
So 4. And then, so here we go. He was also in it with Jennifer Aniston. I believe that was her first movie.
Jack, I just saw Powder Blue from Creamsicle.
I still really wish that I could share Chris's screen.
Why?
Oh, he was also in Ray, Academy Award-winning movie.
Was he in Ray?
Oberon.
He's at the beginning of Ray.
His character is Oberon.
Oberon. There you go.
Hmm. Who's Ray? What movie is that?
You know,
Ray Charles. Jeez.
Oh, yeah. I was thinking Star Wars. I thought we were still on Star Wars when I heard Ray. I'm like going,
Yeah, that's right. That's a new movie coming in. It's called Ray.
Ray.
Skywalker.
She's blind, but she uses the Force.
What?
And she's a great singer. beautiful.
He's also a junkie. Yeah.
He's also in Rebels. Right.
Yeah, he's in Rebel.
Yes.
Yeah, Rebel Without a Cause with James Dean.
Yep.
I think this is a podcast without a cause.
Yeah,
pretty much.
All right, cut it.
All right. Thanks for doing what you do. You made the Jack, you were going to do it.
I'm not saying anything. I'm done.
What?
So you're Matt in last episode?
I was just taking a chill, you know. I was kind of like, "Whoa, let these guys talk, you know." I'm going to have my cup of coffee here. So.
Sorry. Was that
you? Yeah, no, you're not going to fuck with me this time. Not going to fall for it. Thanks.
I'm only drinking coffee.
Thank you, patrons that make this show possible. Thanks for listening and tuning in to all of our antics.
Masons.
Whether you liked it or not, if you have anything that maybe you'd like to do this Nick versus that I talked about at the beginning of last episode.
Let me just say what Matt says off the air. I don't care if the patrons like it or not. They can just suck it.
Yeah, he does say that. I don't think you'd have to put that in the regular episode if you wanted to do a Nick versus what's Nick's best cover.
Yeah. Right.
I don't think anybody would remember any of them because I don't even remember them. If someone was like, Nick, do that song you did. I'm like, fuck, I know. It's like I do them the one time and that's it.
That's it.
That's why they're terrible every week.
One time, Nick.
Yeah. Wham, still... wham, bam. Thank you, ma'am.
All right. ready to say these patrons' names, okay? And like just close out this show because I forgot to close out the first show. I just did a hard edit.
Yeah, you just left.
You just said, fuck it. You left. You just popped. It's like, fuck it. I'm out of here. I'm out of here.
Chris, thanks. Thank you for doing what you do, man. I just want to thank you.
What did I do?
Exactly.
Just being on the show. I really appreciate it. Nick, I like the fact that you sing a song every week. I really, really appreciate that. And I also like to thank the rest of our patrons that make the show. Tack Attack. Eckhart Richer. Ed, the male. Joanne.
Not to be confused with Ed the female.
Maggie. Maggie, you're magnificent. And Joanne with the master plan. I feel like we missed Maggie last podcast. And,
I feel like we should have opted for the original close.
Drake. That is correct.
Drake, you take Drake destroyed it. Anyway,
is that right. Really just coffee? What the fuck is wrong with you?
It can't be just coffee, man.
Are you wasted? Like, legitimate question. Are you under the influence right now?
Let's be honest. No one's going to send this to the FBI.
No one's listening to this. Are you? All right.
Thanks for joining us. Thanks for doing what you do. The big question.
Are you going to answer the question?
If you got pulled over right now, you would just go straight to jail. Don't collect $200.
The mystery. Let's just let the mystery be, man. All right. Let's keep it real in the 2020 Man in the High Castle, all of that good stuff. So
I think Matt roofied himself.
I think so.
Talk.
It was a great show, kids. It was one in a patience. Thanks for staying with us. Thanks for all of the Mason references. Come back next week.
Your Starbucks could make $1 million a day.
If that's what Starbucks did to me, I'd be there every day.
I'm not a Starbucks guy, but I, you know, hey.